I don't know if it ever stops, like, in the sense of, especially, you know, now you get in this situation where, you know, some of your friends are, you know, really great songwriters too, you know, and that's been the thing for me, is I've always gotten to write songs with my friends. Because it is, you know, people, a lot of it's people I met when I first moved here, and none of us had publishing deals. None of us had managers or anything. I mean, we were just kids that hung out at the Tin Roof on Demumbrian every Tuesday night. We hung out at Losers every Monday. Wherever there was a writer's night, every night of the week, that's what we did every night of the week. And we were there. We met each other there. We booked our first co-writes with each other there. And I think that relationship makes it so easy to want to constantly be writing songs, because now I don't have the opportunity to hang out with the people that I enjoy hanging out with as much as I used to. And I think when you can have a genuine friendship with somebody, and I've got probably 10 co-writers that I would, you know, feel like I would probably take a bullet for tomorrow that are just genuinely good friends of mine. So being able to write a song with them and at the same time hang out with some of your best friends, like, I don't think I'll ever stop, like, and say I have enough, because it's just fun to write with those people. It feels like we're doing something that's really special, you know, and I'm definitely not, you know, I don't think you can ever have too many songs. It's like having too much gas in your gas tank. I mean, you can, I guess, but eventually it just spills out and you've got to know, you just put it in the tank until you need it. You know, so I think writing songs is kind of like that for me. If I have a bunch, I don't have to go, man, there's a new album's deadline's coming up and I don't have any good songs. I mean, it's just, it's very comforting to have them sitting there.